So a lady by the name of Betty Conheim, she gets involved in your life here.
Yeah. So when I was in college, I worked for Betty on the, let's say on spring break or holidays and things like that, and loved it and found it fascinating. And so when I graduated from college, I went to work for her for a year, and which I loved. And, you know, she had great taste. She had something called the Carlin Shop. It was where the Helmrich and Payne building was, where now the, it's called the Robert Davis building there on 21st and Utica.
Yes.
So it was in there. And she was on the ground floor next to Sadie's dress shop, which was a very fancy ladies' dress shop. And I think World Travel was there. Anyway, but she had a beautiful shop. And I worked there and doing a little bit of everything and loved it.
And like what? What would you?
I always was very good using my hands. So I covered frames for her and just odds and ends of things that were that needed to be done with your hands, so to speak. We'd cover waste paper baskets in beautiful fabrics and things like that. So I would do that. And then just kind of there, I mean, she had beautiful presents were always wrapped beautifully there. And we had to do that. And it was just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But I loved it because you got to see so many things. Because she carried Pertese linens. She had Guerin hardware. She had antiques. And it was beautifully, it was set up like someone's home. It was just absolutely beautiful.
And again, that was at the corner of 21st and Utica.
Utica.
Right. Right. And so you worked there for?
Just for a year. And my father one day said, we should buy Betty's business so I would have something to do. And so anyway, one Saturday, we have a meeting with Betty, with my dad and myself. And my dad brings this up. And Betty's very polite and listens. And she's finally looked at him and said, that's what you want. That's not what Jim wants or needs to do. And so the meeting ended quickly. And Dad, we went home. I come down to work on Monday, and Betty said, you need to leave town. Apply to school in New York. You'll get in. I know lots of people in New York. I'll make sure you have a job. Just leave. And so I applied to Parsons. Pratt at that point. And I got in. And in a month, I moved to New York, and she made sure I had a job, which I had a job with Carl Springer, who was a great furniture designer, and I worked for him while I was going to Pratt.
Okay, there's got to be something here when you told your parents, I'm walking out that door, and I'm going to New York.
Well, because I had to remind my dad that I'm going to go to art school or design school or whatever, and you said I could after I got my business degree. Well, I've done it. I'm going to go. And he said, I know. Okay, you can go.
So maybe he paid for your plane ticket?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, they were very generous. I mean, you know, I paid for school and right. I had a place to live, obviously, and they paid for all that. So, yeah.
Do you think your business degree helped you, though, in the long run in life?
Oh, maybe just to have practical knowledge about it. But I don't, what I needed to do or what I have been doing, no. It was not.
All right. So you worked with Carl Springer, a furniture designer. What did you do there?
I work with this wonderful, crazy Russian lady, Valentina Jovakovsky. And we covered frames. We covered little telephone tables that he was kind of famous for. And we made these beautiful telephone books. Everybody had a telephone book then, you'd write all your addresses and telephone numbers in, and we made those, and they were all covered in exotic skins and leathers and all kinds of stuff. So 3 days a week I worked there, and then the other days I was at Pratt going to school. And I would go out on jobs and help deliver things, and just I loved it, because I got to see so much. I got to see so much of New York and apartments in New York. You know, all of a sudden you get in to see things that, unless you knew who lived there, you wouldn't see it. But I got, when you deliver things, you get to see it.
Right.
So it was great fun.
All of this was laying groundwork for you, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But then you left Springer, I suppose, at some time.
Well, yeah, that's where I met David when I was working at Carl Springer's. And so, we got together, and then he said, you have this ability to draw. Why don't you draw? But at first I went to work for a decorator, Kevin McNamara, for about a year and a half. And I was always, David always wanted to do things and go places. And so I was always asking, can I do you mind if I take 4 days off? Or do you mind if I do this? And Kevin was always very nice. And finally, it was just kind of the point where, you know, this is not fair to Kevin. And so anyway, and I love working for Kevin. He was a great decorator. It was great fun. But so then I started doing renderings.